What up, chicken heads? Is episode 39 of this here podcast. No name as of yet, and probably will never have a name. Formerly Twinkie Beyond the podcast. I'm Jack, 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland, just talking about shit as I see it, my opinions, and stuff that other people will probably not agree with, because a lot of them are socialism, communism, and the American way. So, yesterday, I was talking about the Bucket Child. Now, if you don't know who the Bucket Child is, go listen to episode 38. I'm going to be referring to her as such, the Bucket Child and or Q. Basically, fat girl delivered in a bucket from overseas, maybe. So, I was talking about how she seemed like a really shy and reserved person. Now, she went to a high school that was about a mile and a half down the street from mine. I still don't know why. I don't know why my mom enrolled her into that one and not the school I went to, because the school I went to was fine, even though it had a kind of shitty reputation. But it really wasn't that bad of a school. And actually, if you look at it now, the school that she went to back then, what, 10 years ago, that school now is way worse, in worse of a situation. Like, that whole neighborhood and stuff, it's just not cool. Maybe it was just as bad back then, I don't know. I didn't hang out in that area of that town because, fuck it, I don't know. I had a lot of friends who went to that school, and the school didn't seem so bad, but I really don't know why she went there. Anyway, so she seemed really shy and reserved. Like, after school, school let out about 2 or 2:15, something around that, and she would be home, like, in her room already by, like, 2:30, and actually, sometimes she'd get home before, she would always get home before I did. If I didn't do stuff after school, if I didn't go hang out with people or whatever, then I'd be home, by 5, but, man, my freshman year, I would be out, like, school at 2, and I would be out until 2 in the morning. Like, I wasn't a bad kid. It's just I did a lot of stupid shit, and not, like, anything illegal. I just, like, hung out in the wrong places, and not necessarily with the wrong people. And here's the thing, I had a fucking dream about D5 last night. D5, if you don't know who D5 is, you gotta listen, well, you can't listen back to old episodes of Twinkie Beyond, because fuck you is why. But, D5 is basically, he's my fucking arch rival, arch nemesis, motherfucker. He's a dick. He wanted everything that I had. And not to say I had anything, because I was fucking 14 to 16 years old. I was living at home. I had nothing. And yet, he, like, tried to sabotage all of my fucking relationships and shit. But all at the same time, we were best friends, and it was good times. So, D5, yeah, oh my god, this stupid motherfucker. And actually, he was trying to sabotage shit in my dreams last night. That motherfucker. I had this dream about it was a, what's it called? What are those, a lie detector? What are those little, I forgot what, a stenograph? No, something. Well, you guys are probably screaming at your fucking iPod. You know, and I don't. But he had, like, a little lie detector box in the stream, and he was saying that my heartbeat was going off too fast. I mean, I was lying when I was talking to this chick. He was trying to make me look like just a piece of shit who was all about trying to get with this girl that I was talking to in this dream, which may or may not be true, but all at the same time, guy was a piece of shit. You don't call a guy out like that. So, fuck that guy. Even in my dreams, fuck that motherfucker. Anyway, so yeah, D5, I hung out with that guy. He was my only Asian friend. One of my very few Asian friends back then. I have, like, an Asian friend now, maybe two technically. And really, I met them through somebody else, so I'd like to still not consider them friends. I hate that guy, in fact. Actually, I just unfriended him from Facebook, if that means anything. That's a virtual friend, so I guess that really doesn't mean anything. But I do know him in real life, so I guess he is my friend. God damn it. I don't know. Me and Asians just don't get along. We never did. We just don't. I'm not even going to talk about the parties I used to go to where there are Asian people who used to think I'm not even talking about it. Anyway, I used to stay out real late, and that's not good. As a 14-15-year-old, you shouldn't be doing that. But she would come home, the Bucket Child would come home around you know, 3 o'clock, she would be in her room already, and 2:30 even, and she'd either be on her computer or reading a book, and she was really shy and reserved, and I was like, well, maybe she hasn't met any friends yet, and she would do this for the first, like, 2 months that she was in America, so I figured, yeah, you know, new country, you haven't met anybody at a totally new school, your English skills may or may not be good, sure, I get it, and, you know, here's the thing, like, I didn't grow up with a sister or a little brother or anything, so I didn't know what to do. Like, I didn't talk to her. And, you know, now I feel bad. Like, today I feel bad that I never really, you know, tried to talk to her. Because apparently she wanted to hang out with me and my friends, and I feel, you know, that's what I've been told. I feel really bad that I never made that attempt to talk to her. I think it was because, you know, when you're a teenager, you think you fucking know everything. You don't. When you're a teenager to, like, 19, 20, you're retarded, and yet you think you know everything. And, you know, I think I was too cool, you know, to talk to her, which is not true at all. So she would just be on her computer or on her phone all the time, or not phone, her in her books all the time. And, you know, so I would just not make the attempt to talk to her. And so, every day for about 2-3 months, she would come home, just go right to her books. And then, like, you know, around the third or fourth month, she started closing her door. And apparently, you know, she had friends at that point, but I don't think she brought them back to the house, which I don't really care if she did or not. And she met some Asian friends, you know, good on her. But I don't think there are a lot of Asian kids at her school that spoke Cantonese, which is what we speak. They mostly spoke Mandarin, which I guess she knew because in Hong Kong, I guess they teach that as well, because Hong Kong used to be part of, well, is now, but I guess back then they were still part of China as well, weren't they? Because they went back to China in 1994? I don't care. I'm American. Yeah. So she met some friends, but, you know, she was still shy and reserved, and I've said that about 1,000 times. Like, she so shy and reserved that I know that she would wear her Hong Kong uniform, school uniform, because they wore uniforms over there. Kind of like the Catholic schoolgirls that uniform out here in America, which I don't find hot. Like, a lot of dudes find that to be like a fetish or a fantasy or whatever. And, you know, the button-up white blouse with the plaid skirt. It's cute, but I think it's cute on little children, not, you know, grown-ass adults. I don't think that's cute. Like, I think, like, some of my friends, not many, because whatever, we're guys, whatever, we don't give a fuck. Like, when it comes to women's, you know, why am I being so uncandid? Women's fucking vaginas, I like it, like, shaved, so, and, like, they give me shit sometimes, some of them, they're like, you know, that's like, that reminds you, how does that remind you of, like, a little girl? That's fucking weird. And I'm like, that's because I've never fucked a little girl, I've never fucked a 7-year-old, why would I know anything about why would I associate with that? Whereas, I've seen plenty of 7-year-olds wearing, these fucking Catholic schoolgirl things. Maybe you guys are more fucked up than I am, which, I don't have any fetishes or whatever, but, but you know what, that reminds me of this one dude who I always referred to as my son, who was a black dude who was 2 years older than me, and I didn't mean son in the derogatory way, I meant it in that he was my son, because there was this chick that I really, really wanted to get with, and he was our son, because us three would always hang out a lot. Well, I'm not gonna get, that's a relationship I'm never gonna talk about to anybody, ever, period. It was a lot of shit that I regretted and a lot of shit that I would relive. But anyway, so he, you know, being a brother, like the Asian girls, that's just seems to be, you know, the trend, the motif, the not so stereotype, but fact. And he's like I hung out with a few Asian chicks back then, not very many. And there was one that he wanted me to hook him up with. He was like, dude, you gotta hook me up with D. I think her name was D. It started with D something. And I was like, why? He's like, dude, because I want to get with her. And I was like, you know, D's not really the most attractive girl. I mean, and she's kind of rude. Are you sure you want to be with her? He's like, dude, I don't want to fuck her. I just want to touch her feet. And I was like, you just want to touch her feet? What the kind of freak shit is that? He's like, dude, I love feet, man. I was like, wait, what the fuck are you gonna do with her feet? And he's like, I don't know, just run my hands through the toes and shit, and, you know, maybe, like, you know, kiss him and stuff. I was like, dude, that's gay and weird. You can't be gay and weird. That's fucking, don't, I'm not gonna hook you. You know what? I'm not gonna, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to go up to D and be like, yo, I got this friend here, he totally wants to get with you, but don't worry, he doesn't want to fuck you. He just wants to touch your feet, just, you know, because he's not weird. He just likes feet. That's just the thing he does. You know, you don't even have to date. You know, what do you want me to say, dude? So he's like, whatever. You can say whatever you goddamn want. This guy was weird. He was real weird. Like, he was probably one of my favorite friends I've ever met in my entire life. And from the last thing I heard, he was on Jerry Springer about 10 years ago when he moved up to Ohio from two really good friends who saw him on there. So... And that does not surprise me, because he's the kind of guy who would do that, really. Like, seriously, he's just a weird fucking dude. I invited a bunch of friends over to my house or something like that, and he eventually gets with her somehow. I don't know how. I mean, he was a funny dude, and she was a stupid girl, so I guess they got together. But fucking weird. I don't get fetishes. It's not my thing. I don't do fetishes. So anyway, Bucket Child, apparently was really depressed, like clinically depressed, you know, because she had left her home country, and she didn't know anybody who spoke her language, and certainly didn't know anybody her own age, and, you know, I feel bad now thinking about it, but apparently, you know, in the third or fourth month that she would come home and, you know, close her door, which she didn't do the first 2 months, she was, like, using her computer desk to fucking slash her wrists and shit like that, like, right downstairs from where I was, and I didn't even know about it, and, you know, I would have made more of an attempt to talk to her, even hang out with her. She didn't seem like a stupid chick or anything. Also, I could have learned a little more Cantonese if I had, I guess. So she was, like, suicidal, and, like, going online at late hours so she could talk to her friends in Hong Kong over the internet. And yet she didn't want to go home because she didn't want to be with her parents. But she didn't want to be here. And she would cut herself. She would come home late. And, you know, there's word that she might have been, you know, hooking, because she had a lot of cash. And she would come home eventually, like after a half year of being in America, she would come home like at 6 or 7, which is fine, whatever, you know, teenagers, that's what you do. And you know, her friends, they seemed like a clean type, but like I'd seen her hanging out with people who were not these clean kids, and she might have been hooking around, because she didn't even stick around for like the first year that she was here at school. And like pretty soon afterwards, she was pregnant, like in Hong Kong. And word is that she has a second kid already. And I think that was only like a year, maybe 2 years after the first kid in America, possibly in America. But I'm not gonna get too far into it. But basically, there are other exploits or whatever. But apparently, she may have been a prostitute while in America. Of course, her family didn't send her over here to be a fucking whore, but, you know, when you're depressed, I guess you do that kind of shit. I mean, hell, if I could get laid for being depressed, I would be depressed all the damn time, because chicks would be like, that guy's depressed, he must be in The Cure, let's fuck him, and, at least that's how I imagine it would work. So, yeah, she's still in Hong Kong, I think. And she might even have 3 kids at this point. And I think she's living at home still. And I don't know how the culture is over there in Hong Kong, but I know that, you know, as a son, and maybe even as a daughter, you stay at home with your parents until you're married. And she's 1 year younger than me, and I know she's not married. And I'm pretty sure, from what I heard, she does not have a boyfriend. She just has 2 or 3 kids, and totally not the same dude with all of them. You know, apparently she might still be a whore, but she might not be depressed anymore. But I haven't talked to her in a while, and I don't think I really care to. But the bucket check, there are a lot of other things, like, that had to do with what she did in school, or and the people she hung out with, who I didn't know, but, like, they always started shit, apparently, and, like, she didn't even want them coming over to our house. Anyway, twitter.com/twinkiebeyond, audioboo.fm/twinkiebeyond. I'll get on it some other time. Bug a child.